This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show, here on Free FM 89.0. Tuinareo o Te Hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and welcome to the second week of January 2026. How's that new you holding up? If you're already feeling that heavy, sinking feeling because you missed a workout or reached for the wrong food, I want you to take a deep breath. Right now, seriously. Every year, we get sold this idea of a fresh start. It's a beautiful concept, right? A clean slate. But by day three, most of us aren't feeling fresh. We're feeling change fatigue. It's that mental wall you hit when the pressure to be better starts to feel like a second job you didn't apply for. Today on Fighting Stigma, we are going to look at the science of why your brain might be rejecting your resolutions. We're going to talk about why willpower is a total myth and how we can stop the shame cycle before it ruins your ear. Stick around for that, but first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
So if you look at your phone now, you've probably been told to optimize. And if you look at your gym, probably packed. And if you look in your fridge, chances are you're probably feeling guilty about what's inside it. Today, we're probably going to deconstruct a little bit about the fresh start fallacy, the idea that a change in the calendar year should automatically trigger a change in your biological capacity. We'll hopefully deconstruct what change fatigue means using a little bit of science evidence and some of my own experience. And failure. So your failure at the second week of January to keep to a resolution isn't a character flaw. It's actually a sign that your brain survival system are working perfectly. Let's get into it. So let's start with the security guard of your brain, the amygdala. This ancient structure doesn't care about your fitness journey. It cares about homeostasis, keeping things exactly as they are to ensure you don't die. Literally, inside of our brain, there is this tiny, tiny part of our brain called the amygdala. It's the size of an almond, and it's sole purpose is to keep us alive. It's very primitive. And it does that by trying to keep everything at the same, because the same means safe. And homeostasis is a science term for keeping the balance in our body as things are. So when you tell your brain and tell your amygdala that you're changing your whole life overnight, the amygdala triggers a stress response, like the same stress response that back in the day when we were cavemen and there was a lion chasing us, we would literally change the whole biochemistry of our body in order to run away from this lion and hopefully survive. Now, the amygdala will have the exact same reaction and the exact same stress response to basically not achieving your New Year's resolution on week 2 of the new year as it would if there was a lion chasing us. Believe me. So clinical research calls this allostatic load. Allostatic load, another sciencey term. Think of your body like a bridge. It's designed to carry a certain amount of weight. If you're already carrying the weight of depression, anxiety, or a demanding job, and then you try to drive a massive new lifestyle overhaul across that bridge, the structure starts to creak. In 2025, a study in Nature Mental Health, which is a science magazine, well, a science journal, found that sudden drastic habit changes can actually spike cortisol, which is the stress hormone that we release. Drastic habit changes can actually spike cortisol levels to the same degree as a minor traumatic event. So when you feel paralyzed on the date tree of a new diet, that's your brain way of saying, stop, this is too much weight for that bridge. You aren't lazy, you are experiencing neuroresistance. So this is your brain craving for life to stay the same because it knows the same to be safe. So in order to deconstruct all that stigma of the New Year's and resolutions, we also need to kill the word willpower. In the mental health world, willpower is often used as a weapon to shame people. And we spoke about language and the importance of using correct language, especially for mental health and destigmatizing mental health. In neuroscience, we talk about the metabolic budget of the prefrontal cortex. Prefrontal cortex, it's another region of your brain. If your prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that handles all your decision making, is the most energy hungry organ you own, it uses so much energy making all those decisions all day long, 24/7. It runs on glucose and oxygen, so it feeds off sugar and oxygen. If you spend your whole day at work making 400 tiny decisions, by 6 p.m., your prefrontal cortex is literally done, out of gas. This is why people with ADHD or bipolar disorder, for example, struggle so much with January. And it's not just ADHD and bipolar. I would add here potentially all types of neurodiversity, autism, so many mental health conditions, and all of us with chronic conditions. Our executive function battery, so the battery that we use to do all those things that are needed every day to function, often drains much faster. If you fail to go to the gym after a long day, it's not because you're weak. It's because your brain physically shut down the goal-oriented sector to save power for basic survival. We need to stop judging people for having a dead battery. Honestly, we need to, as a society. We need to understand that each of us have a different level of battery and that different activities drain our batteries at different rates. And we should just understand that not a single person functions like the other. Behavioral scientist Dr. Katie Milkman talks about temporal landmarks. So temporal landmarks are dates like January 1st that gives us a fresh start. These are great for motivation, but they are terrible for sustainability. The stigma is that we think we can think our way out into a new life. We can think our way into a new life. But evidence suggests choice architecture is more powerful than thoughts. If you want to change, you shouldn't change your mind. You should change your room. A 2024 meta-analysis, which is a type of science experiment, showed that people who rely on reminders or willpower fail 80% more often than people who change the environment. I'll repeat that. So, people who rely on reminders or willpower fail 80% more often than people who change the environment. If you want to drink more water, put the glass on your nightstand. If you want to scroll less, put your charger in the kitchen instead of next to your bed. Stop fighting your brain and start designing a world that makes being healthy the easiest, laziest option. If you ever felt like your brain shut down the moment you walked into a gym, I know mine does, or felt a wave of inexplicable anger when you couldn't find your meal prep containers, you potentially weren't just being dramatic. You potentially were exiting your window of tolerance. Developed by Dr. Dan Siegel, the window of tolerance is the sweet spot where you can handle the ups and downs of life without your nervous system losing its mind. So the top of the window, this is hyperarousal. Your fight or flight is on. Your heart is racing, your thoughts are looping, and your brain is screaming that you're in danger. On the bottom of that window, it's hypoarousal. This is the freeze state. You feel numb, foggy, and paralyzed. This is when you stare at the wall for 2 hours instead of doing the thing you plan to do. We look at someone in freeze and call them lazy. We look at someone in fight and call them highly strung. The evidence, though, in 2025, researchers found that chronic stigma actually shrinks your window. If you've been told your whole life you aren't enough, your window of tolerance is actually smaller. You crash faster. To change your life, you don't need more grit, more hustle. You need to widen your window of tolerance. So how do we build a habit without shattering our window? We use a method called neuroanchoring, often known as habit stacking. The mistake we make in general is trying to build a floating habit, a new behavior with no home. I will just start meditating every day at 7 a.m. But 7 a.m. is chaos. Your brain has no anchor for it. The science, your brain is a map of established neural pathways. Trying to start a brand new habit from scratch is like trying to drive through a dense forest with no road. It's exhausting. The solution, you anchor the new habit to a road that already exists. Here's the formula. after current habit, I will 2% new habit. Example, after I boil the kettle, which is a established road, I'll do 2 wall pushes, which is a new 2% habit. Why this works? By anchoring the new behavior to something your brain already does automatically, you bypass the prefrontal cortex battery drain. Again, the prefrontal cortex is a part of your a part in your brain. You aren't deciding to do it. You are hitching a ride on an existing circuit. This keeps you inside your window of tolerance because the load on your brain, it's almost zero. You already know how to boil the kettle. You do it probably multiple times a day. So if that new habit, for example, the 2%, the little bit, can be just added to that boiling the kettle, your brain doesn't see as a threat. Here's the secret sauce that most productivity gurus miss. The dopamine bridge. For a habit to stick, your brain needs to reward immediately. Not 6 months from now when your blood pressure is better, but now. I know with my ADHD and multiple other things, yes, I need rewards and I need rewards now. A 2024 study in behavioral brain research showed that anticipatory dopamine, the excitement of a reward, is what actually creates the narrow bridge. For example, if you hate the treadmill but love a specific Fighting Stigma podcast, you only allow yourself to listen to that podcast while you're on the treadmill. You see what I mean? So if you really, really like that TV show or that Netflix program, you only allow yourself to watch that program if you're on a treadmill. Your brain begins to associate the hard task with the reward chemical. You're essentially bribing your amygdala to stay calm while you widen your window of tolerance. Okay, I know today we probably had a lot of little science terms and mental health terms and potentially new concepts. So let's recap. So we spoke about so far about the window of tolerance. So the stigma, the old way, I am just lazy and anxious, but the evidence-based way, my nervous system is outside its safety zone. We also spoke about the 2% rule. So the old way, if it's not a big change, it doesn't count. But the new evidence-based way is micro shifts prevent the amygdala from hijacking the brain. We spoke about neuro anchoring. The old way, I need better discipline. But the evidence-based way, I need to attach this to a pre-existing brain pathway. And the dopamine bridge. So the old way, I'll be happy when I reach that goal. But the evidence-based way is I need a micro-reward right now to wire that habit. The most evidence-based thing you can do for your mental health this week is to stop trying to be perfect and start trying to be regulated. That's right. Stop trying to be perfect. Perfect does not exist. Just try to be regulated. If you are inside your window of tolerance, you're winning. If you did 2% of a goal, you are a scientist, not a failure. You are rewiring a biological system that has taken millions of years to evolve. Give yourself a break. But sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so need to talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a gay and lesbian outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Now, just to finish up, I want to leave you with a number of questions, because I know a lot of new concepts and terms and things have been introduced here in the program today. I will ask for this episode to be posted in our social media. And if you're listening and you want to interact with me, please comment on our social media on the post about this episode. So here we go, a few check-in questions. Where are you right now on your window of tolerance? Are you at the top of your window, the bottom, or right in the middle? And tell me, you know, about the concept of anchoring your new habits. Tell me what anchors you already have? What are the things that you're already doing daily that is automatic and doesn't sound stressful to your brain? Such as, you know, brushing your teeth every morning and before bed, making your coffee. I know that I'm a nobody until I make my coffee in the morning. And after you tell me what are the things that you're already doing every day that just seems so automatic, those are your anchors. If you want to add to your comment, what 2% habits you're going to hitch a ride on this week. So if you're thinking on major goals for this year, I want you listeners to just think about how you can break that goal down to 2%. And what 2% are you going to achieve this week? And how, I also want to know how you're going to be rewarding yourself. I want you to think about all those micro rewards that are immediate that you're going to reward yourself every time you reach that 2%. That is so exciting. I'm actually quite excited about this topic, and I'm going to try and answer those questions myself. So potentially as a comment or at the end of the post, I will give you my answers. For now, this is all we have time to talk about today. I hope it wasn't too confusing. I hope that left you with some new things to try and to motivate you to not feel like a failure. And, you know, it's only the second week of January. You know, you can always start next Monday again. You can start every single new day. It's a new start. Okay, take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show, right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.